The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, you hear it on our airwaves. You know they provide funding here in the state to Boise State Public Radio, to Idaho Public Television. But what is it? Joining us on the line is Pat Harrison. For about a dozen years now, she's been the president and CEO of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which we refer to as CPB. And she recently spoke here in Boise on women in leadership. Welcome.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
What is CPB, and how does Boise State Public Radio fit in with public media across the state, across the rest of the country?
Well, I'm always happy to answer that question. We have so many initials in public media, PBS, NPR, APTS, and CPB. But everything started with CPB 50 years ago in 1967 when we were created through the Public Broadcasting Act. And through that act, we were designated as the steward of the appropriation. Today, I think if we look at the word steward, it's a very old word, but it's a very important word. And it basically means that when we get these monies, we have a very high responsibility to ensure that they go where they're supposed to go and do what they're supposed to do. So we are directed to use these monies, the appropriation, in support of more than 1,500 locally owned and operated public television and radio stations across the country. And in fact, we're the largest funder of public radio and television. But it doesn't stop there, because we are also directed, and remember, this is 50 years ago, so they were prescient in what they told CPB to do. I like to say our mission is evergreen. To steward these monies in ways to local stations and to entities like PBS and NPR in ways that support high-quality educational information content, to serve unserved and underserved audiences. It reflects our entrepreneurial roots, our volunteer roots, because public broadcasting is not totally funded by the government. And I like to say it's, because it's true, that it's the best example of a public-private partnership. So with these very important taxpayer monies, stations then go and raise on an average 6 times the amount of their part of the appropriation, which on an average is about 15% that they receive. Now, as you know, and I don't have to tell you, Boise State Public Radio is the largest public radio in the state, and you have a very, very important role in terms of that high-quality informational content, in terms of what and how you connect a community. You've won just about every award possible, and you're the lead station in terms of the CPB's support beyond community service grants for the journalism collaboration in the Mountain West. And
yeah, I wanted to quickly talk.
Yeah, get a word in edgewise.
Sure. Well, you mentioned, Pat, unserved and underserved communities. And certainly when I think of Idaho, I think of our radio stations in Salmon or Chalice or Stanley, where commercial operators just may not go, but it's part of our mission to do that. Also, this funding is, these are competitive grants. There are thresholds to reach,
yes,
of course,
yes,
in terms of quality and service. CPB is interested in investing in local journalism, and we recently, with your help, launched the Mountain West News Bureau. That's a collaboration of 6 radio stations across 5 Mountain West states. Why does CPB care to invest in local journalism?
Well, as you said, this is our evergreen mission. So when we started looking at the state of journalism in the country and public media's high level of factual reporting and quality news, we realized that we might be able to strengthen this if stations were able to collaborate together and to share resources and information. And we've been doing that for the last 6 years, and millions of dollars have been invested in these regional journalism collaborations with the outcome that they've been successful. It's successful in the sense that the reporting is sharper, stations are more nimble in this kind of a collaboration and cover issues of concern to a specific region, and we're going to continue to fund that. Mountain West is a very, very important part of this.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Pat Harrison. She is a former State Department official, former co-chair of the Republican National Committee, author of two books, and the president and CEO of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The Public Broadcasting Act, as you said, is over 50 years old, and like any act, it always gets challenges politically, but it's lasting. It's lasted now for 50 years despite threats of funding cuts. Why do you think that is?
I call it the virtuous circle, and we can start anywhere on that circle, but let's start with the appropriation. So the money's appropriated, and CPB, as I said, serves as the steward of these monies. The monies go to the stations. The stations then are required to raise funds from the community, from different entities, and it's sort of a report card on how well they're serving their state, their communities. And this information is communicated back to members of the state's delegation and decision makers, and then they have the information they need to say, you know, we're hearing from Americans from all over the country that public media today is a value and benefit to the way our constituents lead their lives, and it's delivering the information they need to have to make certain decisions, to have access to lifelong learning. So that if the circle works in that way, as smoothly as that, no problem. But as you know, public media, since its inception, has had to prove to supporters and non-supporters alike why we matter. I find it interesting that this is Idaho Matters. And I think that is a perfectly legitimate requirement. We should have to come back year after year and secure and defend the appropriation by providing a factual example, specific examples of why we matter in, for example, 2018, at a time when there's so many choices, media choices. And fortunately, we have increased bipartisan support from Congress, which, of course, we greatly appreciate, and we work hard to make sure we deserve that support.
Pat Harrison, our guest, you just said there are so many choices, and there's a movie right now about Mr. Rogers, the famous host of children's programming on public television. Has cable programming made it harder to make the case for children's programming, or is PBS children's program different than what you might see on Nickelodeon or Disney?
It's very different, and I'm a consumer of commercial television and movies and all kinds of content. And it doesn't have to be, and it isn't an either or. But when it comes to children's content, we start with a mission. Our mission is not to sell as many products as possible to kids who are vulnerable to that kind of marketing. It's really to provide a safe place where children can learn.
Pat Harrison, our guest, a native of Brooklyn. She's worked in D.C. in the Bush administration, and in fact, Secretary of State Colin Powell's offices. You're known in our industry, Pat, as a great storyteller, and you recently spoke in Boise on Women in Leadership Conference. What were your remarks about today's female workforce?
Well, what I'm trying to do is encourage, inspire women of all ages to look within, not so much at external factors, and build their own leadership qualities, build on their own strengths. Because as women, we are inundated with people giving us advice in so many different ways. I recently did a Google search on books specifically for women, and it basically starts from the premise that there's something wrong with us, how we dress, how we lead, and only if we can change our behavior can we possibly hope to succeed. And these books proliferate. And instead, we just need to be focusing on building our skills and strengthening the leadership qualities which we have, which are a lot, and referencing our own moral compass to define how we want to lead our lives and not be distracted by criticism that just is asking us to turn ourselves inside and out and lead by being someone else.
Yeah, well said. And my final question is an initiative that was really personal to you on both the television and public radio side as well. It was called The American Graduate, and I know our friends at Idaho Public Television have spotlighted it over the years. Well, first of all, what was the mission, and why did it strike such a personal chord in you?
American Graduate, the whole title was American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, and through my work with Secretary Powell and America's Promise Alliance, I was aware of the statistics in this country of 1 million American boys and girls failing to graduate every single year. And without going on the terrible impact it has on society in so many different ways, we all started wondering what we could do to make a difference. Such a daunting statistic. So this took place over, it's still going strong, 6 years. And as a result, and I want to be careful, it wasn't just public media that achieved remarkable results. Public media stations worked with more than 1,700 partners throughout the country. But the end result was the graduation rate reached a number that we had never reached before, over 85%.
Well, that certainly speaks to the mission of the organization as well. We've been speaking with Pat Harrison, President and CEO of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, part of that public-private partnership that assists Boise State Public Radio here, as well as Idaho Public Television. Pat recently spoke in Boise at a Women in Leadership Conference. Thanks for your time today.